These kids really have their act together, and they are concerned about where they're going to go in their future, and they want to do a career that's going to mean something to them. They want to give back. They want to feel they're making a difference, even at the high school level.
With the older generation of insurance professionals getting ready to retire, the importance of attracting the younger generation to the industry is greater now than ever. This is Speaking Insurance. Through trade shows, career fairs, and the Invest program, Linda Luca spends a lot of time with college and high school students, teaching them about the industry and working to change the misconceptions that many of them have about insurance. In this podcast, she shares her insights and talks about what the rising generation is looking for in a career. So, can you kind of tell me what your job entails?
Sure. As agent education coordinator at West Bend Mutual Insurance Company, I am responsible for finding instructors and presenting classes to our independent insurance agents.
Okay.
Most of our classes are done free of charge, but we do use the National Alliance quite a bit, and we're expanding that role with them as well because our agents are finding that they need the updates for their designations.
And you also work a lot with younger people, is that correct?
Yes, we have a producer development program that we run every year. We select 27 of the top candidates in our 11-state region, and we handpick them and develop a program for them, and they come to our home office 3 times a year, and then they have coaches throughout that process and beyond to help them further their sales skills.
So tell me about the importance of attracting younger millennials to the insurance workforce.
Well, a lot of us are baby boomers, and we're all eyeing that target in the horizon where we'd like to reduce hours or even eliminate work hours. And so as the workforce and the brain drain of talent is leaving out the front door, we need, or back door, I guess, we need people coming into the insurance industry. And it's such a good industry to be in, and we're so proud to be insurance professionals that we want to send that message out in a lot of different ways. And so our HR team is always looking for trade shows and career fairs to go out and solicit and find new young talents. We go to a lot of colleges in the area as well. And we're involved in the Invest program, which is a national program that introduces high school and college folks to the insurance industry. And so we're pretty active in that. This year it's really taken a big leap forward, and we've had 5 of the local high schools involved in coming to West Bend, hearing small snippets of what it is all the different careers are for them, and giving them an idea of what the industry has to offer.
So what have you learned through this whole process?
Well, we've learned that there's a lot of misconceptions out in the world about insurance. When people think of insurance, they think of an insurance agent, and they think of a pushy, middle-aged white guy, basically. And that is far from the truth. And so we're trying to break those barriers down and let people know that there's a lot of different opportunities for them besides being a salesperson as an independent agent. Carriers have a plethora of opportunities for them, as well as the agencies themselves. Not everyone is a producer. They need competent service representatives. They need people that can adjust claims. We need actuaries. We need financial people. We need underwriters, loss prevention, safety control. There's a whole gamut of people we need, lots of IT people. Insurance is very complicated and it's a lot of paper, but we're trying to go paperless and make things as seamless as possible. So the IT element is huge for a carrier as well as an agency. And so there's management systems on both ends that need to be updated and maintained, and there's really a lot of opportunities out there that we need to let people know about and let them know that it's an honorable career because we're helping people. Our tagline at West Bend is the worst brings out our best. And so we want to be there for people when they are in dire need and have suffered a claim and have some kind of catastrophe. That's when insurance is called into place, and it's really something that can help them get their lives back together in a short period of time and really get back on their feet. And so insurance is very honorable position and career, and we want to get the word out that it's not a sleazy insurance agent coming to your door and never leaving. So we want to kind of cut the ties that really hold people back when they think about insurance and let them know there's a lot of great well-paying opportunities out there for them in a variety of roles.
Right. Yeah, and this is something I hear a lot from people is, you know, basically whatever you're interested in, whatever you have a passion for, there's a place for you in insurance.
Absolutely.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten back?
The high school kids that we've been working with are very surprised. Their eyes have really opened up. They had no idea who or what was in that big building that they've seen a million times. And so by telling them and showing them the different job opportunities are available, I think it helps them as they start thinking of careers and as they go off to college to kind of think in the back of their mind if that's something they want to do, that there's some possibilities back home for them if they choose to come back home to roost, so to speak, and that it's a very steady and solid occupation that could serve them very well in the future. And so with high school kids, it's kind of hard to have them really think beyond college and getting married and establishing families and settling down. But when we talk with the college kids at career fairs, that's the idea that we're giving them because they're that much further along in their lives. And they're starting to look into developing relationships and settling down and creating a future for themselves. So it's two different kind of animals when you talk about high school kids versus college. But I think just the fact that the kids' eyes are open to the fact that there is a lot here, they have a lot of amenities here for them if they choose to work as at a carrier, and to know that they're not tied to just being an insurance agent that has to go out and push and sell all the time. We do have an independent insurance agent that does come in and talk about their role and talks about the flexibility that they have with their job and that they can go after the business that they have passions for and things like that. But that's really just one element of options and careers in insurance.
Let me ask you this. So working with high schoolers, you know, the up-and-coming generation, is there anything that has impressed you about them?
Well, so far we've gotten kind of a cross-section of kids in class, but the ones that are devoted to business and accounting and finance classes seem to be really focused in on that's what they're enjoying. They've figured out what it is that keeps them going and motivates them, and they've signed up for business classes already at the high school level. And they seem to be very in tune to what it is specifically that they're looking for. Some will ask more about the finance and actuarial type of opportunities because that's their key or focus. Some are more driven towards maybe the IT and the computer tech savvy kids are looking for opportunities there. Some of the ones that are thinking of being out and about, they're asking about what it is that an underwriter does or an adjuster does. How often are they in the field or do they sit behind a desk all day? What does it take to be an independent insurance agent? So I think they're doing different things in the high school level, obviously, than when I was in school, but they're being able to figure out what their personality style is and what their likes and interests are and where they might take themselves as they continue their education. And so that inspires me and intrigues me that these kids really have their act together and that they are concerned about where they're going to go in their future, and they want to do a career that's going to mean something to them. They're intrigued that our company does a lot of community involvement and gives back. They like the fact that we do fundraisers and we have fun activities here. In fact, today it's a challenge for a cancer organization, Chicks for a Cause, and they're promoting dyeing your hair purple and making a donation, kind of a ice bucket challenge. Mm-hmm. And so I've got my hair partially dyed, which is a good thing I'm not on camera today. So I've got partially purple hair along with my gray hair. So it's kind of a different blend today. But they're intrigued that we're able and open to do a lot of different things. We're involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters, United Way, Cancer Society, Red Cross, you know, all of the big organizations, national and then local ones. The Chicks for a Cause is a very small organization right now, but it's growing and it really helps the people in the immediate southeastern Wisconsin area. So they're intrigued by that. They want to give back. They want to feel they're making a difference. And to know that an organization has those same values is important to them as well, even at the high school level, because they've got a good upbringing from their parents. They probably are volunteers and active in their school in various extracurricular activities already. They might be in student council or decathlons or whatever. So they're involved already, and they want to keep that up. And to know that we have a fitness center and walking trails, and we promote walks and runs, that's important to them. They're just as interested in the amenities and what the company offers as much as they are in the job opportunities themselves. So they're really talking about more of a mix, where I think the baby boomer generation was kind of good work ethic, get a job, figure it out, work hard, work your way up, and you'll get through it. And oh, by the way, if you work for a great company and you do charitable things, great. But this generation, it seems, is more concerned about what's the whole cycle. What does the job offer, but what does the company offer or the agency? And where do I fit in, and how do I help my community as well?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like that is really important for the up-and-coming generation, is being able to give back.
Absolutely.
And I know from what I've seen, it's also for a lot of people in the insurance industry, that's also a big deal, is being able to give back to the community.
Yeah, it really means a lot. When we can talk about where we work and what we do, we also have a beautiful facility here that we allow nonprofit organizations to use on the weekends free of charge. And it really means a lot to these organizations that are trying to create fundraisers to carry on their mission, that they can use our facility. And we're very proud that to use the facility, you have to have someone from our company involved and active in the organization. So again, we're giving back to the community. The community is so appreciative of all the services and opportunities that we offer them as well. It's a big deal to say that you work at West Bend and you're proud of it, because they give back to the community so much, so often. There's always fundraising news in the paper, and it always says that held at the Prairie Center at West Bend Mutual Insurance Company. And so it's great press, but it just means that we're involved and so aware of all of the needs of people in the community. And some of them are customers and policyholders, and some aren't, but we're here to help the entire community, and really that's what insurance is to get people back after they've suffered a loss. And that only reinforces the fact that we're very caring and concerned about everyone.
Definitely. Yeah, that's awesome. So, Linda, what is your story? How did you get into insurance?
My story is, well, I've been in insurance for many years. So back in the day, I did not go to college. I came right out of high school. I was 17 years old. And started working at West Bend Mutual Insurance Company, typing insurance policies in the personal lines area. And from there, I learned that I could take classes and grow and continue my career. And luckily, I had a lady or two along the way that would encourage me and nudge me to try something different and apply for a job and take a class. And before you know it, I had acquired a couple different designations. I was supervising a small group of people. Then I moved on to underwriting and personal lines, did that for about 15 years as well as supervising. Then made the switch to commercial lines underwriting, underwrote there for 16 years. And then about 8 years ago, I made the switch over to agent education. And I think I finally arrived after 39 years. I think I'm finally very happy where I am and love what I do. I get to mix with our independent insurance agents in all 11 states. I get to find new instructors. I get to find topics of interest that are important to our agents to learn about so that they can better care for our policyholders. And I get to help design and create and teach classes as well. Working with the National Alliance was a big plus for me, as well as working with other restoration companies to give a kind of a well-rounded approach to what our agents are looking for.
All right. Well, any other final words in closing or anything else that you want to touch on?
Well, just the fact that I guess I'm just a pro insurance person. I'm proud of the profession we're in. I think it offers society a lot. I think anybody looking into a career, in fact, I was in a cab the other day in St. Louis, and a person was talking about how he was trying to relocate and didn't know exactly what direction he wanted to go. I asked him what his likes and dislikes were, and I said, "Have you ever thought about insurance?" And he just looked up at me, and I said, "It's really not that bad." And we started chatting about it, and I said, once you know insurance, you can go anywhere. You've got the skills. You might need to get a license in a new state, but you can take those skills, and they're global. You can go anywhere in the world, and once you have your license and your designations, they're universally recognized. And so it's a great thing to be able to have that knowledge and be able to have the flexibility, if you need it, of being able to relocate or start anew in some other direction. But the education is never lost on you, because it's always helps you become a better person. And so I just think it's a very honorable, awesome profession that I wish more insurance professionals took more pride in. We tend not to toot our own horn, and we should be, because without us, the economy would not be able to function nearly as well as it does. And there's so many opportunities out there for young people that they shouldn't close off their minds when they hear the word insurance. And I hope that as we continue to get word out through Facebook and social media and other avenues, that they consider insurance, because it is a very worthy and fulfilling profession.
All right. Well, thanks, Linda. To share your thoughts on today's podcast, or to suggest topics and ideas for future podcasts, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn. This is Speaking Insurance.